You're listening to the Alpha Man Project with your host, Ted Rice. Would you like to be bigger, leaner, and stronger? Do you want to develop the confidence to go after what you want in life? Or how about becoming the man that women want to be with? It doesn't matter if you're a successful CEO or working 9-to-5. We're here once a week to empower you to reach your full potential so you can live life on your own terms. You deserve greatness. Now it's time to make it happen. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the podcast feed. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Find it all at alphamanprojects.com. Now back to the show.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. And it's so true. Matt and I have been in the business for around the same amount of time, 15 years for each of us, although Matt's been in a tiny bit longer. And it's so important to change things up, to keep things fresh, but also, like you said, Matt, you get better results when you change things up and when you do it in a purposeful way. Right. Matt's not just talking about doing a random workout and random exercises and who knows what we're going to be doing today. It's completely random. There's a structure to what Matt does, and actually many people in the fitness industry have said what Matt's doing at Primal Fit is like the future of what gyms are going to be and the types of training that he's doing. And just to plug your DVD, man, it's a great DVD. You talk about all types of things that, what is it, complexes?
Yeah, complexes, yep.
What other things do you talk about in that DVD?
Well, the complexes, the timed intervals, the ladders, those are basically three different chapters with a bunch of different protocols, three different chapters on those three different protocols with a lot of different workouts for each one. Like, complexes to me are fantastic. Like, that's one of the things I really try to hit home with clients at Primal Fit, for people that travel a lot or for people that have just don't have a lot of time to work out. They might have minimal time, minimal space, minimal equipment. Complex are one of those things that you can really get a lot of work done in a short amount of time, and you can do it almost anywhere, and you can do it with minimal equipment. So it's fantastic. Works great for people that travel a lot or just maybe even work out in their own home. So complex is simply a string of exercises put together for a certain amount of repetitions without rest. Or it doesn't have to be repetitions, it can be timed. So you might put 6 or 8 exercises together, right? And it needs to be done structured, balanced, and I'll teach you how to do that on the DVD. And you can do it, like I said, repetitions or time. And it's a great way to get like a circuit training-like approach in a small area with minimal time and minimal equipment. So it's one of those things, you know, hey, you don't need to be in a gym for 2 hours. Guys, everybody out there listening, if you're working out in the gym for more than an hour, you're talking too much. And it's the truth. And it's the same person that says, oh, I did a 3-hour spinning class. It couldn't have been that hard then. Right. It just couldn't have been. Like, don't tell me you just kicked your butt, man. You had a rough workout. It was crazy. And you worked out for 3 hours because you didn't work out hard.
Yep.
All right. You know, you can't work out at that type of intensity for that long. So people need to challenge themselves, no doubt about it, you know, relatively speaking. But let's be realistic here. You know, it's all about quality over quantity. So we want you guys out there to train smarter, not longer.
Yeah, I love that. Obviously, you know me, and I agree with that message 100%. Matt, let's give the listeners an example of, say, a dumbbell complex that they can go and implement right after listening to this interview.
All right, I love it. So one of my favorite ones is, let's do a dumbbell deadlift. So we'll do that for 6 repetitions, okay? And from that, we'll do a dumbbell side lunge. So you'll go from that dumbbell deadlift to a side lunge. You'll do that for a total of 6 repetitions, 3 each side. All right. From that, we'll go to a lunge with rotation. So you're going to go from the deadlift for 6, side lunge for a total of 6. Then you're going to do a back lunge with rotation for a total of 6 as well, 3 each side. All right. From that, you're going to go down to the ground and do what we call a renegade row. So you're going to be in a push-up position with your dumbbells in your hand, shoulders over top of the dumbbells, like in just a regular push-up position, and you're going to alternate arms into a row. So you're going to do just a bent over row from a plank or push-up position, alternating sides for a total of 6 repetitions. And then we're going to hop right back up and go with what we call a dumbbell thruster. So you're just going to take those dumbbells, bring them to your shoulders, and you're going to do a squat with the shoulders at your shoulder height, and you're going to press it over your head. So for 6 repetitions. So then That's it. There's your dumbbell complex. Now, how do we make that harder? Well, there's numerous ways to make that harder. We could either increase the repetitions per exercise, go from 6 to 8. You could do increase it from 8 to 10. You could do first set 6, second set 8, third set 10. You could do all 3 sets for 10 repetitions. It's whatever you like. What other variables can we change with the dumbbell complex? Well, we can obviously increase the load. So if you have a pair of 20-pound dumbbells, hey, give it a shot, man. Go up to 30-pound dumbbells. Try it out. Make sure the form's not being sacrificed by the load, but by all means, overload the complex. You can change that variable easy, all right? Next one you can change up simply is the rest period, all right? So if you do the first round, you get done, instead of waiting 1 minute in between, maybe do 30 seconds or 45 seconds. If it takes you 2 minutes to complete the dumbbell complex, then you might want to just rest 1 minute. Whatever you do, I like usually to use like a 1-to-2 work to rest ratio, meaning if the dumbbell complex took 2 minutes, you might just use a 1 minute break. So those are 3 variables, but you can even change it up even more than that. You can even increase the tempo or increase the speed. So, hey, increase the speed of the movements. Do your deadlifts a little bit faster. Do your side lunge a little bit faster. Go into the back lunge with rotation a little bit quicker. You're gonna go to the renegade row. Don't sacrifice the form for the tempo, but go into that renegade row and move the tempo. Move those arms a little faster into the row. You gotta hop up, go right into that dumbbell thruster, squat with an overhead press, just move a little bit faster. So that's what I love about the dumbbell complex, Ted. There's so many variables that you can change besides switching up the exercise order or increasing the amount of exercises. So it's just, you're limited by your imagination. And that's what I love about dumbbell complexes.
Yeah. And I love dumbbell complexes for well and as well. And guys, if you're listening to that and it sounds like, I'm probably not going to do that. Here's what I want you to try. Do your normal workout, but at the end of that workout, save some time and try what Matt's talking about. Try that dumbbell complex, those string of exercises all put together, and maybe go a little lighter if you're feeling a little bit tired, because those dumbbell complexes don't seem like much, but they crush our clients, and our clients are in great shape.
Yeah, they creep up on you. And one thing to add, Ted,
sure,
is dumbbell complexes are great, but don't be afraid to do a barbell complex. Don't be afraid to do a kettlebell complex. Don't be afraid to do a bodyweight complex or even a sandbag complex. So you can do it with many different types of implements. And on the DVD, I go into a lot of different variations and using different implements. So it's just, we always say the best workout you can be on is the one you're not on. And dumbbell complex can be used on off days. It can be used on a regular Monday, but it's a full body, right? You want to definitely create the program that make it a full body. It is going to be extremely cardiovascular. What I love about it is it's going to produce a lot of lactate, right? The time under tension, that third or fourth round of doing a complex is going to produce a lot of lactate production. And lactate production produces, guess what? Growth hormone. Growth hormone produces fat loss. So not only is it fantastic to get you in shape, but it's very hormonally correct, where it's going to give you a big bang for your buck from a muscular standpoint and a cardio standpoint, and it's hormonally correct. Gonna burn a ton of calories, not only during, but more importantly, afterwards.
Yeah, you gotta get that post-exercise oxygen consumption in.
Yeah.
That afterburn, it's so important. That's what Matt's talking about there. You end up burning more calories after you're done with your workout than the amount of calories that you burnt during your workout.
Exactly.
Super important, and that's how guys like Matt and I get results with our clients. We know what to do. And definitely check out that DVD. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. I've watched it personally. I learned quite a bit from it. And Matt is just a master at those types of things. Matt's been doing this, although he doesn't have his own infomercial, he's more knowledgeable than any of those guys that do have the infomercial. And he's got plenty of testimonials to back that up. And I've personally been to Matt's gym, and I've had Matt train me a few times, and it was a ton of fun and super challenging. I had to go sit down after one of those circuits.
Yeah,
we did,
man,
some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Good.
It's different. It's a good way to break the monotony. So, I agree with you, Ted. I think guys out there listening, hey, why not open up your brain, kind of get out of your comfort zone, try some new things, add it to whatever program you're doing now, and see if you can kind of get a better result. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love it. And let's transition into some nutrition talk, because Matt, you and I know it's huge for getting results from exercise, for improving recovery, improving our health in general, and you know, building those muscles and burning that fat. So what types of things can you share with the listeners to help them get their nutrition right?
Well, you know, I'm the cliche guy, and I really think you can't out-train poor nutrition. You really can't do it. People try all the time. There's no way you're going to be able to move more than what you take in on a daily basis.
Now, is that calories, Matt? How do you look at that? Is that just calories? Is it like the vitamins and minerals that people are lacking? How do you look at that, out training a bad diet, not being effective?
Well, listen, I put it to you like this. Like, I suggest most people to work out 5 hours a week for fat loss. If you're trying to really, really to see a great result, 5 hours a week. Now, that could be riding your bike, 3 weight training sessions, that riding your bike one day, and it could be a day at the track running stairs or something like that. So what I'm getting at here is, when I tell my clients that we need to, that you cannot train poor nutrition, it simply means this: you're going to eat on average 3 times a day, right? Times 7 days a week, that's 21 meals. You're only going to work out most likely 5 days a week. So that's 21 meals you're putting in your mouth, right? And 5 movement, 5 days, or 5 actual sessions, not 5 days of movement, 5 sessions, 5 exercise sessions. So you can't compete with 21 meals, right? So you need to make sure those meals are adequate, the quality is there, and that you're taking in the right amount of calories to basically compete with the output or the expenditure that you're getting during your workouts. So that's what I'm kind of getting at when it comes to not out training poor nutrition. So what I'm going to give you guys, some really, really good advice here. I'm going to give you some couple steps that I'm going to simplify this nutrition thing really, really quickly. All right. If it comes in a box, limit it. If it has a shelf life, limit it. If it has a barcode, limit it. It's simple as that. The majority of your food should be coming from the perimeter of the store. It should be mostly animal products, organic, grass-fed, preferably. And the rest of it is, once again, on the outside, which is vegetables, fruits, nuts, and berries. And it's as simple as that. Now, obviously, we're missing one thing: complex carbohydrates. And I always say that carbohydrates, or complex carbohydrates, are exercise-dependent. So kind of like whenever anything anybody asks me, I always say the answer, it depends. So if you're obese, you have type 2 diabetes, you're sedentary, you're not moving, there's no movement in your life, then you really need to limit your carbohydrate intake. It's as simple as that. So you don't deserve oatmeal or cereal or pizza or pasta if you're not moving. You have to utilize that extra energy you're getting from those carbohydrates. If not, you're going to end up, you know, spinning your wheels or with type 2 diabetes. So it's important that people know that. Keep it real food. Eat real food.
Yeah, I love that. And if you do that, just by focusing on those simple recommendations that Matt gave you, you're probably going to lower your calories. You're not going to be stuffing down those chips, those bags of chips that end up being several hundred calories, and you're still like ravenously hungry afterward. Yeah, that's awesome.
And I think the quality of your workouts will improve. What I find that with a lot of people who are say, I just don't have motivation, my energy is just so low, most of the time their diet is just very inadequate. And they probably have some mineral deficiencies, they're definitely lacking the correct macro and micronutrients. What I mean by that is the proteins, carbs, and fats, and possibly mineral deficiencies from the lack of food or lack of real food per se. So I find that you have to start with the nutrition first. It has to be done first, because you're just not going to have the energy or the motivation to get the workouts in properly. So we got to start there, I think. And sometimes it takes time. You can't make too many changes too fast with clients. So guys out there listening, maybe start writing down everything you're eating. Start your own food diary. Get an idea of what you're eating on a daily basis. Find someone that you know and you trust in the fitness world, or a nutritionist that can look over it and tell you, hey, where can we get better here? What can I switch some of these things out to make it more a healthy meal plan for yourself? Because I feel like some people are just flying by the seat of their pants. They really don't eat by what they need. They eat by what they feel like they need. And I don't know about you, Ted, but that's just what I see on a daily basis. People just don't have a clue what to eat. So find somebody that knows more than you, pick their brain, and start a food diary today, and then start to make some small changes.
Yeah, that's such a great recommendation. And there's even some research, not that we need it, Matt, but there is some research showing that people who start writing down what they eat, they start getting in touch with, oh, these are my nutrition habits. I have this amount of soda a day, and I'm eating this amount of cookies or pizza or whatever it is. And you start seeing, all right, well, I see where I'm going wrong here. And Matt, you're so right, man. I have several clients who are just kicking ass in the gym. Their weights are going up, but then they'll like hit a plateau. And then I look at what they're doing. It's like, guys, you're not getting in the nutrients that you need. Every time you come into the gym, it's like, you're a machine and you're coming into the gym and you're just pushing that machine and trying to get the machine stronger. But then when you go back home, that's when you put the fuel in, because that's what food is. I mean, that's really what it is. It tastes good, and there's a social aspect to it, but it's going to affect your testosterone levels and your insulin levels and all these other things that you don't even realize. It's so important.
I totally agree. But most people don't realize why they eat. Like, what's the purpose of it, you know? And it is to fuel you, to keep you alive, obviously, to fuel organ function, to help with recovery, help with your workouts, fuel your brain. You know, a lot of these things, people just don't get it. They're just out there just eating for eating instead of eating for what their body actually needs. And I think once you can get past that and realize, like, hey, there's a structure, there's a way that you should be eating. And then it gets easier once you know that there's a method to the madness, and you start to feel better, and your energy levels are better, and your workouts are better quality. And then you start to see some body composition change. You're recovering better. Your sleep is better. Your sex life gets better. You're thinking better. Blood sugar is regulated, and you're making better decisions. You start to see that nutrition is a medicine. I mean, thy food is thy medicine, or it could be a poison. But I've seen so many people change around their life, not only from a body composition standpoint, but from their hormonal levels to their blood panels. I mean, nutrition by itself, guys, is the icing on the cake. It's everything. Because like I said, you can train till the cows come home. If the nutrition is not adequate, you're not going to really reap the benefits of your exercise program. And Ted, let me add one thing, because I think some people out there are like, wow, I hate it. I'll never be able to have pizza again. I can never have a cookie. It's just unrealistic to think that way. We teach people here at Primal Fit is the 90-10 rule. All right, so the 90-10 rule is 90% of the time you should be eating on the perimeter of the store. It's in a box, you're limiting it. If it has a shelf life, you're limiting it. If it has an expiration date or a long ingredients list, you need to limit it. It should be part of your 10%. So 90% of the time you're eating off the perimeter, the other 10%, you are doing anything else you want. As long as you're planning for it, as long as you are deserving it. Like I said, most people are not deserving the pasta. They're not deserving pizza or sweets or those things that they love that they know they shouldn't have. Got to be realistic here. So you can still go to a party, but you better plan for it. So 90% rule. Here it is, 90-10 rule. If you're eating 3 meals a day, that's 21 meals a week. So if you're going to stick to that 90-10 rule, 10% of that, you can have whatever else you want during the week. That's 2.1 cheat meals a week. That's not too bad. Okay, guys, so what we teach here at Primal Fit Miami is the 90-10 rule. Because I know a lot of you guys out there right now are thinking to myself, I can never have pizza again. I can never have pasta. I can't have cakes. I can't have cookies. You can't go to a party again. It's so not true, and it's so unrealistic to expect yourselves to never have those bad, quote unquote, bad foods again, okay? So how do we deal with that at Primal Fit? We do it simply by stating that 90% of the time you should be sticking to your allowable food list. You should be sticking to primarily the perimeter of the store, meaning those meats, the vegetables, the fruits, the nuts, and stuff of that nature. The other part of the store, or those internal parts of the store, are your 10%, or you better deserve it type foods, right? So if you're eating 3 meals a day, that's 21 meals per week, right? So if you're sticking to the 90%, 10% rule, 10% of those meals can be whatever you want. So once again, 21 meals a week, 2.1 of those meals can be cheat meals. or quote unquote cheat meals, right? So that means if you're kicking butt throughout the week, you've been working out 3 days a week, three meals a day, it's Friday night, man, you deserve it. You can have, you know, go out with your husband or go out with your wife and have, you know, quote unquote, a cheat meal. Have some pasta and a glass of wine. It's not going to kill your progress, right? That's one of two. Say Sunday morning, you want to have some pancakes or some waffles or go to brunch with your family on a Sunday morning. Then by all means, do it. That's part of your 2.1 cheat meals. So don't be afraid to give yourself 10% to do whatever you want with. It's really not going to make a huge difference in your body composition or your health.
Absolutely. And it's going to help you adhere to that 90%. It's going to make it, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, 90%, I'm good. But I have my 10% where I'm bad, where I eat some cookies like I just did a few days ago. And yeah, it doesn't make that big of a difference, like Matt said. That's perfect, Matt. Thank you so much for sharing all that information with people and helping them get their, not only their workouts right, but also dialing in their nutrition better, because there's so much nutrition info out there and it just can be confusing, and you really put it in a very simple, easy to implement fashion. And, you know, so thanks for that, Matt.
No problem. I wanted to simplify it because I know it can be confusing. Nutrition's very confusing because there's so many different organizations and so many different beliefs out there. So just eat real food. If it has more than one ingredient, limit it. It's really that simple. So focus on real food, minimally processed, and the 90-10 rule. And you guys, I promise, will get a fantastic result out of that.
Awesome. And Matt, where can people learn more about what you do at Primal Fit and also that video to find out more about your fat loss secrets video?
Sure. Well, you can go to www.primalfitmiami.com, and I have a products page where I have a couple of different products, including the Fat Loss Secrets DVD, that I really think it's a great compliment to anybody out there listening to this, because it's just going to give you some new tools in your toolbox to help you reach those goals you've been searching for. It's going to break the monotony and help you guys really just take your exercise game to a whole nother level.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's it. That does it for Matt Pack. Start implementing what he shared with you today. That's how you become that alpha man. You start taking action and you stop living the definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over. And you start doing the things that give you results. So start following what Matt said and hit us up. Hit Matt up. Let him know how it worked out for you. Hit me up. Let me know how it worked out for you. We're here to help you guys. And if you're in the fitness business, Matt and I are going to be launching a podcast specifically for fitness professionals, not just men, but also women. So if you want to learn how to be successful in that, and we have such a good time doing it, Matt, and we've interviewed quite a few of the leaders of the fitness industry.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, there's so much out there, so many experts that we've learned from over the years and we've had the pleasure of interviewing, that we're hoping to just give everyone out there a roadmap so people aren't guessing, because a lot of the guys that we're, and guys and girls we've interviewed, are just getting fantastic results, and it's just going to streamline and help those fitness professionals out there reach even better results with their clients. Awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Matt, thanks so much for taking the time today.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Alpha Man Project. Connect with us at alphamanproject.com. Your feedback is really important to us. It helps us learn, develop, and most importantly, improve our podcast for you. Give us a review on iTunes and receive a free grocery shopping list and 4-week muscle building workout. See you next episode.